l'école. Frissard.
And again, you're scaring me.
Och du skrämmer också mig.
Amen.
Amen.
When you become a Christian,
när du blir en kristen,
Jesus makes you happy.
Gör Jesus dig glad.
Therefore, I want every one of you to stand up.
Därför vill jag att ni ska alla reisa er upp.
Everyone, stand up.
Alla sammen så kan.
You are going to greet 10 people.
Så ska du hälsa på 10 människor här inne.
Greet 10 people you don't know.
Hils på 10 människor så du inte känner.
Tell them Jesus loves you. Move around.
Bara beväg dig runt.
Everyone, I want to see everyone moving around.
Alla samman, bara beväg dig och hils på.
Please, everyone.
Så du kan inte hils på för.
Greet 10 people.
Hils på 10 människor.
Because we are children of God.
För vi är Guds folk.
We are one in Jesus' name. One.
Vi är ett i Jesu namn.
10 people, greet everyone.
10 människor.
Please greet everyone. I'm going to call you and you tell me the people you have greeted.
Jag kommer att ringa till dig och spöra. Har du hils på 10 människor?
Praise the Lord.
Priset var Herren. I think I want another one.
Amen. Hallelujah. You can have your seats. Okay. Yeah, is that okay?
Hello.
Can we sing this song? To God be the glory through Jesus the Son. You know it? Okay. Fine. Are you okay, Marianne?
I'm okay.
Wow. Praise the Lord once again. Let me tell you something. When you come to
Uganda,
you're going to see happy people. Not because your country is beautiful. I hope every one of you have food to eat. But we are more happy than you in
Uganda.
There are people who don't have food. They don't have the money. Our churches are not beautiful like your churches. But we shout for the Lord. We are happy in the Lord. Because the Lord makes us happy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord once again. You clap, those hands are for Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me tell you a story. Africa is a good place. Even Jesus ran to Africa when he was a baby. Amen. And you know the most interesting thing? When Jesus was in Africa, in Egypt, the water he was drinking, it was coming from Uganda. Amen. Because River Nile starts in Uganda. So Uganda were giving Jesus water as he was in Egypt. And I'm from Uganda. And I'll give you that same water in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. So we thank God
that
I'm from Uganda. I have other Ugandans who come and wave to them. You come here if you are from Uganda. You will see them smiling. You see them happy. Praise the Lord. Wow, you can have your seats. You can see the smile. They are students of Bergen University. And God is doing a great work in this country. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, Jesus is here. Tell your neighbor, Jesus is here. Tell your neighbor, Jesus loves you. Amen. I'm going to sing for you a song. I've been singing it this week. And I believe in this service, God is going to heal you. Amen. I've been praying and believing God that He will heal you. How many were blessed last Sunday? We had a very good time. So I'm going to sing for you that song. I don't know whether my brother, it's a very simple song. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord, your healer. I send my word and heal your disease. I am the Lord, your healer. You are the Lord. You are the Lord that heals me. That heals me. You are the Lord. You are the Lord, my healer. My healer. I sent my word. I sent my word and healed your disease. I am the Lord, your healer. Sing again and say, I am the Lord. I am the Lord that heals me. That healeth thee. I am the Lord. I am the Lord, your healer. I sent my word. I sent my word. And heal your disease. I am the Lord, your healer. Hallelujah. I woke up this morning and I was singing that song. Let me tell you something, church. Jesus is sweeter than chocolate. Jesus is more sweeter than biscuit. And is very close. The best life you can ever have is a life of Jesus. Being in the presence of the Lord, it is the sweetest time that you can have. Praise the Lord. So today, I want to talk about your heart. God wants your heart. God loves you. But He wants your heart. He wants to have a relationship with you. And many times, we come to church, but when our hearts are not with God, Because God wants your heart. God wants to be with you. Even in heaven. Not only here. God will be with you. Forever. And he wants to be with you. Therefore, he wants your heart. He wants your heart. Sometimes we come to church when our hearts are not here. When our minds are not here. And when we sit in church, we feel bored. We feel bad. Oh, we are not happy. We cannot clap our hands. We just sit because we are in church. And when we are outside, we are shouting. We are happy. We are dancing in church. We are annoyed. We don't talk. You look at your neighbor with a bad eye. You must be happy. This is the sweetest place to be. That's why people have fallen in love with dogs. It is not bad. People have fallen in love with mountains. It is not bad. But you need to fall in love with Jesus. Because Jesus is going to be with you forever and ever. He will be with you. When you become old, when nobody wants you, Jesus will be with you. When everybody say, I'm tired of her, Jesus will be with you. But we fall in love with money. We fall in love with... I see people running to the mountains. I see people taking their dogs for a walk. Take Jesus for a walk. You will be very happy. Jesus wants to fall in love with you. And he wants your heart. He wants my heart. I used to be that person. I used to be that person who did not love the Lord, who did not care. All I wanted was life. I wanted to enjoy my life. I used to play basketball, and I was a rapper. And I felt I was somebody. I would walk very big. I didn't care about the church. My heart wasn't in the church. But every day, I was not happy. Maybe I sought. If I went dancing, I'll be happy. But I wasn't happy. Every time in my life, I wasn't happy. I did a lot of things. I wasn't happy. Until one day, I met Jesus. Until one time, I said yes to Jesus. And I became the most happy man. And I've been happy every day, every morning, because of Jesus. I don't care if I don't have money. I don't care if I don't have food. As long as I'm with Jesus, everything is fine. Let me tell you something. I don't remember when I ever gone to the hospital that I'm sick. I don't fall sick. Every year. Because Jesus is my medicine. When you bring Jesus in your body, He will heal every disease. I'm 100% normal. Praise the Lord. Let me repeat it again. I'm 100% normal. Because the Bible says, I will not put upon you diseases of the Egyptians. Praise the Lord. Sickness fears me. Because Jesus is in me. He's in me. Praise the Lord. Greater is He that is in you than the one in the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, church. Is God good? Amen. Let's read the book of Isaiah 29. Verse, how many are there? Isaiah 29. She will read. From 13. And the Lord said, because these people draw near with their mouth and honor me with their lips, where their hearts are far from me, and their fear of me is a commandment by men. They come with their mouth. They come with their lips. But when their hearts are far from God, far, where is your heart? God wants your heart. Hallelujah. Everything you do, give God to be number one. He said, they come to me with their mouths, with their lips, but when their hearts are far, their hearts are far. Where is your heart? God wants your heart to love Him with all your heart. Praise the Lord. And when you start to love God with your heart, His glory will shine upon you. His presence will be upon you. His presence. His love will be upon you. God will heal you. And you'll be a happy person. The joy of the Lord will be upon you. But He says, Your heart is far. Your heart is far. He wants your heart. Because God wants to be with you forever. Forever. When no one is there, He will be with you. In every trouble, He will be with you. When you call upon Him, He will answer you. Therefore, as the church, where is your heart? Where is your heart? What do you love most? Where is your love? Where is your love? But God wants your love. Hallelujah. Let's go in the book of Jeremiah. Praise the Lord. When I say praise the Lord, somebody say amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Wow. Let me hope I'm not preaching alone. Jeremiah chapter 4. For thus says the Lord to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break your fallow ground and not among your son. And he says, circumcise yourselves to the Lord. Remove the foreskins of your heart. Circumcise yourself to the Lord. Take away the foreskin. What is a foreskin? Explain it. Praise the Lord. When you have a skin on your heart, when we preach, you will not understand. But when you come to the Lord with your heart, He says, take away that foreskin. So that the word of God will come directly to your heart. He says, circumcise yourselves to the Lord. Praise the Lord. He wants your heart. He's calling for your heart. Let me tell you, everything has time. Amen. There is time for everything. But the time for God is forever. Amen. There's time. You may be feeling now. How you feel now is not the way you are going to feel tomorrow. When I was very young, I loved dancing. I loved break dance. I felt I can. And I always gone for break dance. But now I'm an old man. I no longer love it. So whatever is disturbing you today, tomorrow you may not love it. So the Bible says, know the Lord your God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, blessed is the man who loves the Lord. Who loves the Lord. Blessed are you because you love Jesus. You are blessed to love Jesus. You are blessed to come to church today. You are blessed. Praise the Lord. And the Lord is with you. When we go to the book of Hosea, Don't worry, I don't preach for so long. Hallelujah. Are you tired? Do you want to go for chocolate and some ice cream? Just give me some minutes. The Bible says, be strong in the Lord. Amen. Chapter 5, verse 6. He says, with their flocks and herds, they shall go to seek the Lord, but they will not find him. He has withdrawn himself from them. They have dealt unfaithfully to the Lord. Pray the Lord. God wants you alone. He says, with their flocks and herds, you explain that. Amen. Every time we come before God, He doesn't want to see anything else. He wants to see you alone. When He sees some things around you, He doesn't come to you. So He says, with their flocks and herds, they will come to seek the Lord, but they will not find him. Amen. God wants you alone. He doesn't want to see other things. When you come in his presence, he wants to see your heart. Because he says, I'm a jealous God. He's very jealous. He doesn't share his glory with some of your things. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the book of Revelation, and that will be our last scripture. Hallelujah. Are you there? Heaven is for the strong people. Amen?
Amen.
Heaven is for what? Strong people. People who are strong. That's why the Bible calls you a soldier. Amen. Are you a soldier of Jesus Christ? Ask your neighbor, are you a soldier? Are you a soldier of Jesus Christ? We are marching in the light of God. We are marching in the... You must be a soldier of Jesus Christ. So that you can fight a good fight. Some of you are seated. Oh, have mercy. No, you have to say, therefore go in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. In Africa, we say no to the devil. Because we are soldiers of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Tell your neighbor that you are a soldier of Jesus Christ. So if you are weak, you won't be in heaven. Hallelujah. Yes. The Bible says that many are called, but few, praise the Lord, are chosen. You know Tour de France? You know it? Yes. Tour de France. Many people go for that race. But not everybody wins. Praise the Lord. Only the strong people win it. Even heaven is like that. Heaven is like Tour of the France. We are so many that want to go to heaven. But only the best will go. The best. The strong. Amen.
Amen.
So you have to be strong in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For us in Africa, we are strong. When you come to our church, you hear people praying. You hear people singing. You hear them down there. You hear them shouting to the Lord. When a preacher makes a point, they clap in the name of Jesus. Amen. So I want people to be strong. Amen. Revelation chapter 2. Verse 4, yes. Can you clap for my interpreter? She's really doing very well. Maybe this day the church you have got another interpreter. Hallelujah. Wow. I'm there. Verse 4. But I have this against you. You have left your first love. Remember therefore where you have fallen. Repent and do the works that you did at first. This is Jesus. One thing against you. You have abandoned your first love. Amen. Amen. Jesus wants your love. I know many of you want to be loved. Oh, my mom doesn't love me. Oh, my boyfriend doesn't love me. Oh, my husband doesn't love me. Oh, my wife, I feel, doesn't love me. Even Jesus says, oh, you don't love me. Even when I died for you. Even when I gave everything for you. You don't love me. He say, I want your love. Please, God is calling us to love him. Amen. I've got one scripture coming. 2 Chronicles, Marianne. 2 Chronicles, it is in the Old Testament. 25. Are you there? 25. Verse 2. Okay, let's read from verse 1. Amaziah was 25 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned for 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jehoaddan of the Jerusalem. Verse 2. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. yet not with a holy heart. He did what was good in the eyes of God, but not with a good heart. You can see how important your heart is. Hallelujah. Your heart is very important. It doesn't matter how much work you do, but you must do something with your heart. Hallelujah. I've been praying for you the whole of this week. We have been fasting. And that's the message that God gave me to give you. Praise the Lord. On Thursday, I'll be leaving for Sweden. And I believe if you do what the Lord is telling you to do, next time I come here, I'll find testimonies. I strongly believe God wants to visit you. But He wants more of you. He wants to fellowship more of you. A time is coming when this church will be open every day. A time is coming when there will be prayer in this church every day. When this church will not be closed, man, for the week. A time is coming when there will be many people in the prayer room. Because this is a house of God and a house of prayer. A time is coming. There will be more young people in this church. Whatever you have gone through, God has remembered you. And God will answer you. He's calling for your heart. I'm saying this from the throne of God. And I know He's going to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Joshua, can I have that song of mine? The Hallelujah. We are going to pray. I want to pray for the sick people. I also want to pray for people that are saying my relationship with God is not right. I want to come back to Jesus. I feel I've been far away from the Lord. Are you there? You want to have your relationship back with the Lord? You can come and we pray. Everyone, bow down your head. If you're saying, I've been far from God, I want to come back to the Lord Jesus, you can come and we pray. You can come. Amen. Hallelujah. The grace of God is here. The anointing of God is here. If you're sick, you come. We are going to pray. God is going to heal you. Yes, Lord. If you're sick, God is going to heal you. He's going to take away that disease right now in the name of Jesus. If you're depressed, God is going to heal you. Holy Spirit, you have spoken to us right now in the name of Jesus. We want to confess our sins. Church, can you join me as we repent before the Lord? Tell the Lord to forgive you. You can tell him and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I ask that you forgive me. I ask that you cleanse me, Jesus. I ask that you wash me. Let me hear you talking to God right now. Say something to the Lord. Open your heart to the Lord. Open your heart. You may not feel like opening it. Open your heart. Open your heart. Open your heart. Open your heart. Oh, yes. Open your heart to Jesus. Open your heart. Let me hear you praying. He's here. His presence is already here. His power. His healing anointing. Yes. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes. Holy Spirit, we release the power of the Holy Spirit. We release the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And we take the authority over every power, over every foul spirit, every demon, and all the forces of darkness. We command every sickness right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. To leave the people of God. We declare healing. We declare healing. Healing, Lord. Healing, Holy Spirit. Yes. Everyone stand up. Just put up those hands. And say, Jesus, I come to you. And I ask you to forgive me. And I ask you to come and cleanse me. To come and wash me. I surrender my heart to you. Begin to talk to God now. Talk to God. Surrender your heart. Tell him that I'm giving you my heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, we. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Holy Spirit. Someone pray. Pray for your family. Pray for your children. Pray for your life. Pray. Jesus is listening. Jesus is hearing. Pray for your family. Pray for your nation. Pray, Maseke Terebo Montaya. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit. Pray, 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 pray. Hallelujah. We love you. Let me hear you praying. Let me hear you praying to the Lord. Just call him. He's closer. He's closer. You can pray for your husband. You can pray for your wife. You can pray for your children. This is the right time to pray. To pray. To pray in the name of Jesus. 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 I want you to ask for the Holy Spirit. Tell the Lord that baptize me with the Holy Spirit. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Fill me with the anointing. That I'll go and I serve you. That I'll go and I serve you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit. We are here for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to dedicate these people that are here. I pray that, Lord, you open their eyes. You open their ears. That they will see you. That they will share in your glory. Holy Spirit, come in their homes. Come in their lives. Come and touch them. Thank you, Lord. You have delivered them. You have healed them. And you opened their eyes, their ears, and their hearts will love you. Thank you, Jesus. You may have your seats. Amen. That is the end of our sermon. If there is any one of you don't know Jesus Christ, please don't go. Take Jesus. It's the best gift they can ever give you. The best you can ever get. Don't go without Jesus. Don't leave church without Jesus. You may have come for the young man to escort the baby. But also you, Jesus wants you. We have prayed for the young man. He has taken his Jesus. Now it is up to you also to take Jesus yourself. You know, when they were praying for the young man, a word came in my heart. Maybe even you. They brought you in church. And they prayed for you to be in church. But when you grew up, you left church. So when they were praying for the baby, I just remembered. Maybe even you. They brought you in church. But you are no longer in church. But this day, you can also come back to church. And you make it a purpose that every Sunday, I'll be in church. Make it a purpose that you not miss church. Praise the Lord. Come to church every Sunday. May God bless you. Amen.